speak magic words in their ears. Voltaire famously said he only needed 10 minutes to talk away his ugly face, and he would bed the Queen of France. He was known also for his anti-government writings. According to historians, he wasn't a true revolutionary. Not like dudes like Robespierre who came after him. Robespierre was the dude who invented the phrase, if you want to make an omelet, you have to crack a few eggs. Meaning, if you want to have a successful revolution, you need to kill some people. Voltaire sort of hoped that he could use words to get the government to reform itself. Another famous quote from Voltaire is the famous, I detest what you write, but I would give my life to make it possible to write. Dudes like Voltaire recognized the power of words, the absolute necessity of words. Robespierre, not so much. He was more of a guillotine type of guy. Words can be very, very powerful, very, very moving. Spoken words and written words. If you can use your words well, there's not much you can't do. If you can use your words well, you can make a lot of money selling things. If you can use your words well, you can sell from the stage and drive people crazy with buying desire. All cults started with cult leaders and only a few people that they were talking to. Some of the best movies have powerfully moving battlefield speeches that spur the good guys to rally from behind and defeat the bad guys. Ladies like guys that make money. Ladies like guys that look good and dress well. But dudes who can stroll up and move her emotions with only his words? This is a fantasy come true. The kind of thing that only happens in the movies, like the famous You Complete Me speech from Jerry Maguire. To some, those who can use their words well are very, very dangerous. The ability to stand up on a platform and move crowds can be dangerous to the existing power structure. One of the strangest and deadliest things that ever happened did so partially because of words. Prior to Europe plunging into World War I, a bunch of dudes got up on a bunch of public squares and gave very moving speeches. Why we should go to war against them. Historians tell us a lot of reasons why people were so eager to invade their neighbors and have a killing contest. But the call to action came from people standing in front of crowds and delivering powerful words. Learn to do this and you will want for nothing. If you can use your words well to create money, love, and fame, then life is good. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.